That's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. It's Will Stevens and Tucker Holt in here with you guys after a long absence. My apologies. This one's on me, fellas. That's all we'll get into with it. I think this is going to be a fun show.
I think we'll be too.
I don't want to dive too deep into the apologies of missing, but we do apologize for missing. We're back. It's Friday, May 20th.
Friday. I mean, it's
you
a good day.
You blink and time passes.
Yeah.
But man, May 20th already.
6 days until my birthday.
No one cares. It's May 20th already. We're starting the show live here from the Fenner Radio Studios. It feels good to be back in here. A little chilly, won't lie. We got to figure out this AC situation.
You look...
Because it's 95 degrees outside, but it's 25 inside.
Right, but I would much rather feel like this in here than out... than.
For sure, but I guess I just have to bring a coat to work from now on, but that's
messed
up. A blankie?
We could leave a blanket in here for you?
I have a blanket in my car.
Okay.
I might go grab it.
You need me to just filibuster for a second?
Do you want me to go grab my blanket?
How long do you think that would be? Minute?
You think? Actually, I'm going to be interested. Yeah,
can make it in a minute?
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Well, there he goes. He's he's walking right out of the studio. Will Stevens. Okay. Well, it's 6:19:30 right now. So, but yeah, it's not really that far of a run. I think Will, he's a long-legged fella. I think he can stride it out. I know he's either going very slow as a bit, just to bother me, or he's running like an absolute gazelle right now, ponytail flowing in the breeze. I actually don't know if he's ponytailed up right now. Someone ever just walk out of the room and you could guess completely wrong what they were wearing. Granted, Will is wearing a Bob Ross t-shirt today. I know that for sure. It's memorable. It's, here he comes jogging right back in. He looks good. He does have a ponytail. I knew it. I knew he had it up today. I never even turned your mic off. Just speak.
It's not. It's a man bun that's falling apart.
Oh, well, it looks ponytailish right now. Like Derrick Henry, the way he keeps his hair back.
Henry, yeah.
No.
Very similar.
Because you wouldn't call his a ponytail. He just keeps it tied back.
Braids.
Well, the braids are tied back, though. I'm not even talking about... Your hair isn't braided. I'm not saying that right now.
I should braid my hair. This is much better, by the way.
I bet you feel good. Pull it all the way up to the shoulders. There you go. You'll get cozy. Oh, that's a cute little blanket you got there. Robins on it.
Yeah.
That's sweet. They're on little branches.
My grandma gave this to me.
Robin, the bird... Not like your Aunt Robin. Anybody listening, if you have an Aunt Robin.
Or the Batman sidekick.
Robin. There you go. That's a better one. Or some dude with a gun at a bank.
What is it?
It's Robin.
Billy the Kid. It's not a Billy the Kid blanket.
That's pretty good. Yeah. An Al Capone blanket.
That'd be good.
A Babyface Nelson blanket. That's a good one.
This blanket's just covered in syphilis.
Oof.
It's an Al Capone blanket.
But I'm glad you're comfortable.
I am.
That's a soft-looking blanket. I think you're
what I miss?
Having you really honestly, I just kind of
quick.
I kind of riffed. See, you looked like, well, you went out at 6:19:30 and it is 6:21:36.
I've been back for about a minute.
Right, people listening, go. Well, I really screwed that one up. I don't know when you came back. It was less than a minute though.
It's almost a mile walk to my car too. People don't know that, but we as overtimeians,
right.
Because we are the last show,
we have to park on the interstate.
Worst parking spot.
If you see two cars on I-40 as you're driving,
yeah.
That's ours, man.
Yeah.
We have the t-shirts hanging out like you're supposed to.
The little it was like the AT&T truck. They put the cone behind it.
Yeah, yeah, that's us. It's pretty brutal what Nate makes us go through just to get to work. I think we could kind of take him up on some litigation about that, Like, it's like the episode where they have to park in the other lot,
Office, yeah.
Times 25. Oh, I didn't say The Office, did I?
No.
But you know what I... You got the
reference. It's like that one episode of...
It's like that one episode of
TV.
It's like that one episode on TV.
Very funny if there's one person out there who thinks The Office is the only TV show
it's
ever.
TV. Have you ever watched TV before? Yeah.
They got stuck on the Comedy Central marathon and couldn't find the remote.
Lost the remote just, 10 years ago.
That's it. That's
yeah. Have you ever watched TV before? Yeah, I watch TV all the time. Really?
I love
Michael.
Jim Halpert.
Yeah, I was about to say, Michael, he's such a wild character, isn't he? I mean, yeah. You mean The Office?
That was one of the first jokes I remember telling on Twitter that like made people mad. But I just tweeted out, like, I think I used the hashtag just so I could, like, see, like, if I could get replies on the trending or whatever.
Okay.
But it was, like, hashtag Roseanne was only watched by old people who couldn't find their remotes.
I will tell, actually, that, yeah. There was a lot of shows back in the day that I know, like, I've seen a lot
of. The reboot of Roseanne that came out and then got canceled 2 days later when she made some racial jokes.
Is that on Netflix or
on
whatever?
Ambien. I don't know.
Oh. The original was pretty good.
The original wasn't terrible. It has that
John
one dude
Goodman.
From...
Is that John Goodman or John Candy?
Bang Theory. John Goodman.
John Goodman. You're right. John Candy's a different person. You're right. John Goodman.
One's dead, one's canceled.
Is John Goodman alive?
Yeah.
John Belushi's dead. R.I.P. Big guy's named John. A lot of big dudes named John. What do you want me to do?
I think there's just a lot of people named John.
Yeah. Their parents should have been a little more imaginative, you know? Granted, I'm not going to throw stones in a room with a guy named Will. William, though. You're named William. That's a good name. Never mind.
Wilson.
Willard.
Wilson.
Wilson Stevens.
Wilson Thomas Stevens.
You're crazy.
No, I didn't know a guy who went. He went by Will with one L, and I was like, "That's
that'd be pretty cool."
It's weird. And
he's like, "It's Wilson."
Yeah.
Don't you
good
wish
guy.
You were named Willard Stevens though?
No.
You don't like Willard?
Willard sucks.
I have
that's a name I hate getting called. Wilbur Willard.
Wilbur? Oh yeah, Wilbur would make me mad. Wilbur would make me mad if I
fight
was you.
Somebody.
My cousin. You ever just gaslight people for no reason?
90% of this radio show.
Right. My cousin has a pretty good one going that I actually got to see in action. I was hanging out with him, and he had told me before that he was like, yeah, I gaslit one of my coworkers to think that Willy Wonka's full name was Willard Wonka. And I was around that coworker at this one point, and I was like, man, what's that movie with the candy and the factory and, I got there and I was like, it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I love that movie. And he was like, did you know that Willy Wonka's full name is Willard Wonka? And I was like, I did not. And I hope that guy goes to his grave thinking that.
It'd be a better bit if it
in 65 years.
If it was Willard Wonka Delic. You got to add something on the last name, too.
I guess. Sure. I think that one's a little crazy, though.
Willy Wonka Delic?
I think Willard is fine. But as soon as you hit, like, Wonkadelic, I think that eyebrow raises, and they go, are you sure? And then they Google it. But I think if you just throw Willard out there real quick.
Willy and the Wonkadelic sounds like my band name.
That sounds like a fantastic funk band.
Oh, that might be something I do. Just cover a bunch of Afro jazz.
That's pretty cool. Be fun. Time. You think we could get Thundercat on that?
Is that okay to say? The more I think about it, I guess.
What?
If it was. That just sounds. It's almost like a. I'm trying to think. Like, that just doesn't sound good.
Sure. I mean, yeah, there's some words that are like that.
Okay. Just jazz, I guess I should have said.
Jazz is better. Yeah, you were trying to get technical, trying to sound smart musically.
No, I was just knowing, I know one genre of jazz that's my favorite.
Right. I prefer just scat jazz, you know? Go ahead, make the poop joke. Go ahead.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is that what you sound like after eating Taco Bell?
Scat is actually very, very funny.
It's so fun. It's such a beautiful form of poetry.
Skeet up, boop, bop, a dee, bop, a doo, bop, a dee, bop, a bop, a dee, bop, a bop, a dee, bop, a bow.
One of those guys? That's cool.
People don't give me enough credit for how good my little hi-hat is.
Yeah, you're like a human metronome, dude.
Jukebox.
That's pretty good.
I thought this show was going to be good, too.
You know who's underrated?
Who?
Well, us doing scat just then reminded me of, you know they need to bring back in cartoons? That frog that sings.
Kermit?
No, the, hello my baby, hello my honey. I think that guy needs to get some shine back.
Wasn't that,
hello my ragtime gal.
I think he was canceled too. I think that was a racist cartoon.
The frog? He's green. He's a frog. How is that a... Who is that racist towards? Frogs?
She-Hulks.
He sings beautiful. The She-Hulk is offensive in and of itself. No.
You will never guess what this frog's name is.
give me his initials.
Different cartoon. MJ Frog.
Yeah. It's
Michigan J.
Michigan
Frog.
J. Frog. Yeah. Yeah. I actually knew that. Well, I had heard that. That's you great. Like? You think that's funny? Yeah. He's a beautiful character. Is he a stereotype? Who is he a stereotype of?
No, I was thinking of a different cartoon.
Okay, good. Because I didn't know how the frog, the frag. I didn't know how he could be offensive. He's just singing tunes, man.
Michigan J. Frog.
And the whole bit is that when you're looking at him, he's not doing that. We'd never see him doing that. What if all the frogs are like that?
He's like one of them trees. It only makes a noise when you're watching. They're silent when they're not there.
Trees don't make noise?
No.
Wouldn't they fall if you're not there? I guess you're right.
I'm just going through different... I hate the internet, man. I hate it so much.
You hate it, but you love it.
No, because I'm scrolling through different Looney Tunes characters, and I come across Froghorn Leghorn.
Froghorn Leghorn, yeah.
And then I come across...
Foghorn Leghorn.
Thick Froghorn Leghorn that is on a Reddit page.
He's got a big old butt.
Third.
He's a jacked Foghorn Leghorn.
Thick Froghorn Leghorn.
Wow.
I didn't need to see that.
That Foghorn Leghorn squats like 660. That's impressive. That guy's a unit.
I'm sorry, guys.
What are you upset about?
We were gone for a few days and come back to letting you run the show. I went out to go get a blanket, and it's just been...
What do you mean? I think we're having a good time in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what I told Marcus.
I think you're too comfortable.
Thinking is different than knowing.
With your blanket.
I'm going to wrap it around myself here in a second, so you better be careful.
It'd be nice if you like went full ET with it. I think you would be very comfortable and be able to really just lock in and do a little radio. He's doing it, actually, people. He listened to me. It was quick, too. You look like a tragedy, like you just survived. You don't look like a tragedy. You look like
a very funny insult.
Yeah. You look like what I'm saying, Will.
I can just imagine like college students are officially going home for the summer nowadays.
Yeah.
I know from personal experience, but like I can just imagine like a daughter coming downstairs after like a night out for the first time at her own hometown.
Yeah.
And the dad just looking, you look like a tragedy.
That's pretty funny.
Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is you look like a victim with this blanket draped over your shoulders. Like you just got pulled out of a burning building. The only thing you're missing is like a cup of coffee. They usually have like something warm in their holding.
I usually have a cup of coffee on me too.
You do, actually. You're a victim.
Guy. I am a...
What's that meme?
I don't want to get too deep into things, but yes, Tucker, I am a victim of a lot of things.
Okay, that's fair. We're all victims, brother.
Yeah, we've been some more so subjected than to have to live in this world.
Some of us are criminals and guilty parties. You know, life divvies you up one by one.
Hit a quick break. I'll get Tucker under control.
Yeah.
Tighten the reins on this.
You need to.
Figure it out. I'm the one who's supposed to be unfiltered. I'm the one who's supposed to be wacky crazy. We're back.
It's a work in progress.
OT Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, all over the place, as we like to say. I love this show.
It's fun.
It's, it's like we are unlike any other, and I think people need to start realizing that. I was explaining, we had a special guest in the studios, and I was explaining that we are, you ever go through those, It's not the Botanical Gardens. Maybe it's just the Art Garden or whatever. Right outside Market Square, right across the street from, I think it's like Urban Street or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
And
yes.
And all the art there just looks like a like melted jungle gyms. It looks like you gave children acid and said, design the greatest playground of all time.
Yeah, and it looks pretty cool.
It's a neat looking thing, yeah. But like it makes no sense.
Right.
We do that exact type of art, but with yeah. words on this radio
That's
show.
Us.
And I think there's something about that.
You're not really sure how it goes together,
no.
how it all works together, but you're like, this belongs.
How am I supposed to climb on that?
But I like it. I don't know really why I like it, but I think I might. You know, it's a neat little vibe that we've cultivated.
We figured it out, man.
That area is pretty neat, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty place.
I hope people understand that you weren't trashing the art. The art's pretty cool.
No, I mean, like, out of all art, that sucks. But
we could do it.
But in terms of, yeah, I mean... I hate that argument, though. I think this argument has been stated 1,000 times, too. But, like, I hate when people, and I'm a big proponent of this, so I kind of hate myself in this aspect, because I do it a lot. I won't lie to you. But, like, when people are like, well, I don't like that because I could do that. It's like, well, then why the hell didn't you? You know what I
right.
mean? Right. Which is also a flawed argument of, like, I didn't have time or didn't want to.
For sure.
But at the same time, like, I hate that argument of, like, oh, that's not even impressive.
Yes,
you
it
didn't
is.
Do it, so yeah, yeah it is.
It is, for sure. Otherwise, it would have been made already.
The only person who can say that is someone who does better art. That's the only person who can critique art.
Yeah.
That's why I hate, and that's why I understand basketball players or football players when they come through and are like, man, I really hate the David Ubbins, and that's just the only reporter I could think of off the top of my head. And the Kirk, no, he played football.
Ravel?
Yeah, and the Ravels and the Reese Flowers of the world. People
right.
who just didn't play football yet critique football. And those are all probably people who don't even get off that hot of takes. But you know
no.
the type of reporters I'm talking about.
For sure.
Who are like, you didn't even play
Stephen
my
A.
sport, coach the sport, or anything like
Did Stephen
that.
Did Stephen A play?
I don't know.
I don't doubt it.
I mean, nothing high level that I can remember.
Yeah.
I think like once you get to like the Desmond Howards of the world, who like won Heismans. Or
right,
like,
okay, yeah.
Jalen
those
Rose,
guys,
who at least
whatever.
Played in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason like the Chuck and Durant stuff is so entertaining is because it's not just a reporter going back and forth with an NBA player. It's a NBA Hall of Famer who happens to also be a reporter going back and forth with an NBA Hall of Famer who also happens to probably be a reporter in his retired days.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
similar.
Kevin Durant's going to do something entertaining after
yeah.
he's done.
I mean, well, imagine, I mean, who would you rather, so I'm just going to, like, a quick analogy. Would you rather talk to the guy, you're building a house, right? Would you rather talk to the guy who's hung out at the fence watching the construction site or the guy who's built a house before?
Oh, what are those, in Italian culture, there's
yeah,
a
they love
that.
It. The dads like it. They like to hang out and watch the construction
workers. Those might be my favorite pictures of the internet. I follow a Twitter account.
It's wholesome. It makes you feel good.
Like, directed towards
I
it.
Think I've seen it. Maybe you actually were the one who retweeted it.
I probably did.
They bring me joy. I actually do like that. I think you might have been the person who introduced
Italian
me.
Italian construction watchers.
Is there a
Umarell.
Word? Umarells.
Umarells.
That's cool.
Hold on. Let me.
I kind of get it, though.
Men of retirement age. Hold on. I got to make it longer. Men of retirement age who spend their time watching construction sites, especially road work, stereotypically with hands clasped behind their backs and offering unwanted advice.
Road work? I couldn't stand and watch road work. But if you were, like, building a house and you set up bleachers and were just like, anybody just wants to take a seat, hang out for a little bit, I would watch them. Like, if you were putting up, like, the foundation or something.
It just takes too long, man.
I mean, you can stay as long as you want. If I would stop for, like, 10 minutes and be like, hey, they just put up a wall. That's neat. All right, I'm gonna go now.
Can you put up a wall in 10 minutes? I feel like that's a long
process.
No,
but you I mean, if you could stop and maybe you notice, hey, they're about to put up that wall. You catch that 10 minutes and you say, neat. You get your little dopamine hit and you walk on.
Its literal meaning is little man, however, which seems like a slight.
Oh, that's mean.
The term is also employed as lightheartedness, lighthearted mockery, ball busting in English terms.
Right, okay.
Or self-deprecation, which is a lot of this show as well.
Sure. I guess, yeah. They're calling themselves, yeah, we're the little man.
Huh. See also, armchair general, backseat
okay.
driver,
right.
Dutch uncle.
What's a Dutch uncle?
This is what our show should be. We
Click
should just
that.
Start going down Wikipedia wormholes.
If you haven't already clicked Dutch uncle, I'm going to be upset.
Dutch uncle is an informal term for a person who issues frank, harsh, or even severe comments and criticisms. So this is bear. to educate, encourage, or admonish someone.
Admonish?
Yeah, that one.
Is there a name in there?
Yeah.
yeah, that sounds like kind of like bear. Is he a Dutch uncle? A Dutch uncle? A dunch.
A dunch.
A dunch uncle.
You also have Gone Goozler.
Are these real at this
yeah.
point? Are people on? Is this like because Urban
Goozler
Dictionary
is a person who enjoys watching the activity on the canals of the United Kingdom.
Very niche that one. Okay, Which I guess the other one was Italian, for just specific Italian guys.
Rail fan?
Are those people just like watching trains?
Yeah, they love trains.
That's cool.
Also known as rail buff or train buff, railway enthusiast, railway buff, train spotter, or ferio equinologist.
Oh, well, that one's... I'm not going to ask you to, but I would like to have that word put into my Twitter bio. It sounds very smart.
Rail fan?
No, the last one you read.
Okay, I'll copy and paste it for you.
It sounds like a scientist. It's got ologist on it.
I'm sorry if this is unentertaining.
No, I think it's pretty funny.
I love
it. It's a good little thing.
This is, for people who want to get inside the brain of Will Stevens, this is what I do on a daily
basis.
It's
nice to just kind of
go down Wikipedia wormholes, just seeing also for like different phrases. Gone Goozler might be my favorite
word. Gone Goozler is a very funny word.
It sounds like one of the worst superheroes.
Which one was that? What do they do? They like to give criticism on what?
Nope, they don't like to give criticism. They enjoy watching activity on the canals of the United Kingdom. Right, not a lot of criticism or advice you can give there.
A Gone Goozler.
hey, you're floating the wrong way, brother.
Yeah, but they should.
What are you, a salmon or something?
Should have sent those guys to the Suez Canal. They'd be like, hey, don't turn sideways.
The term is used more genuinely to describe those who harbor an interest in canals or in canal life, but do not actively participate in canal life.
Right, just passive observers. To watch the canal.
I'm putting hashtag canal life in my bio.
A Gone Goozler?
No, I'm just going to tweet out hashtag canal life.
I mean, canal life's a hard life. Some people aren't cut out for it. Some people just like to watch. And that's, that's fair.
It's going in the draft.
Those people are valid. You just drafted that one?
Yeah, drafted it.
You didn't feel confident enough to just fire it off?
No.
6:42 p.m. on a Friday?
Yeah, that's not...
Confident, man. Shoot that thing out.
You think people can start their weekend on a Canal Life tweet? You think that's going to make a flag?
Yeah, that's your new blank tweet. Do the Canal tweet. People are going to be stoked for it.
Just start jumping into open bodies of water.
Dude, you're going to be the Canal guy from here
if
on
I
out.
If I ever... I plan on living in the United Kingdom for a little bit of my life. That just sounds fascinating to
It'd be
me
cool.
In whatever
yeah.
facet I can make that happen. And I plan on being a Gone Goozler if that does end up coming on.
I mean,
I've
at least
Gone Goozled.
At least go Gone Goozled one
says
time.
When they're driving down the street.
You've been Gone Goozled. Whenever some dude on the cargo ship on the canal gets yelled at and you're like, "Hey man, your shoe's untied." He's like, "I just got Gone Goozled."
It's the new form of heckling.
Hey boss, that guy over there's Gone Goozling. Do something.
The bobbies are on their way. Oi, you Gone Goozling? I can't do a British accent and jokes at the same time.
Gone Goozle. You down there Gone Goozling.
You know very well it's against the law.
You can't Gone Goozle on this prop. Not nary no.
Jaywalking's right up there with some good words, too.
Sure, jaywalking sounds worse than it is, though.
Well, it's because it started out as like an insult slash slur.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, Henry
and
Ford.
Then they made it a fine?
Henry Ford invented
That's
it.
That's right, because they were putting all the blame on pedestrians.
Using the roads for their... Like, they just, like, took a giant open walkway.
Yeah.
Which was a walkway at the time.
Yep.
And then put cars on it and we're
started
like...
Started driving.
What the hell are all these people doing here?
We keep hitting them. Fine them. Get them out of here. Arrest them for me hitting them with my car.
If instead of like animal control or like roadkill pickup was a thing, it was just cops going around and arresting the raccoon that got hit by a car.
Jaywalker. This disgusting criminal. Thing's barely hanging on. It's in little handcuffs. They got little tiny ones made.
Let's go to their C also.
What are you looking
That's
up?
Not as fun.
I think that
All
was...
All those are about cars. Yeah. Reclaim the streets.
Reclaim the streets.
Oh, that's actually just like a good movement.
People trying to abolish cars.
No, they just everything's being turned into a parking lot type mentality.
Oh,
but
right.
Specifically in different types of communities.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Specifically marginalized communities.
Fair. Yeah. It's a bad thing.
Yeah, so that's what that means. It's actually a good cause.
Yeah.
Sometimes you stumble across powerful stuff.
Shouts
like
out.
That.
Yeah.
Like the other day I was thrift shopping. And I think it was just called, like, Ordinary Equality or something like that.
Okay.
And it was a hat. I almost bought it, but it was, like, $5. I was like, $5 for a thrift shop hat isn't that cool.
You don't think that's a good enough
but
deal?
But I Googled it, and I believe it was Ordinary Equality, but that was, like, the original march for a lot of, like, equal rights movements. So I thought that was a cool little hat.
That is
but,
pretty
like,
neat.
Sometimes you just stumble across random things
kind
like that.
Was
you
it?
Learn something. Just a dad cap.
Fitted?
No.
No, like, snapback?
Belt.
Oh, belt buckle. Ooh, that's a good hat.
What's your favorite type of hat? No, better question. what's a hat you wish you could pull off? Because I think we are both in the same boat of, like, we are not cool hat guys.
We have weird shaped heads.
Yeah, I'm honestly, with my longer hair now, every now and then I'll put on a ball cap.
I think you could pull off maybe a ball cap. Now, it's getting to a point now where it's, like, long enough. Because it used to be you, like, put on that ball cap and it would, like, make your hair a perfect straight. Like, it would constrict your hair and you did look a little funny. I didn't tell you at the time.
No, man.
You looked a little funny. But, I mean, you still looked
fine. A beanie guy. A beanie is what I can wear.
Especially now with your messy bun.
I don't wear a ton of hats anymore,
Your
though.
Cute messy bun.
Thank you.
You know?
But if I could wear any hat in the world, like a 10-galloner would be pretty funny.
Dude.
A 10-galloner
would be hilarious.
You just
pulled a fantastic hat number one. That's a great draft.
Like, I have my I don't know if you know this about me. My granddad was in the Navy for 20-some-odd years, I think.
Right.
And so my dad was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Sure.
And then my uncle was born in Japan, and then my other uncle
Sick.
Was born in Vietnam.
Is he still, they gave him citizenship, right? That's how that works?
I have no
That's
idea.
That's how that works?
He was born on the base, so I believe probably
Yeah,
not,
okay, that's American soil. Sure.
He could play for the Japanese Olympic team if he wanted
That'd
to,
be
I
sick.
Think. Which I think he's probably
he
has.
He could probably, like, depending on the
that
sport.
Would actually be very,
depending
very
on the
funny.
Sport, he might be able to make it.
I mean, let's not, America is one of the more, like, Germany and different places are now, not opening, but, like, have just now had people grow up in their countries to where there are more diverse Olympic teams. But for the most part, in Asian countries, it's usually that race
Japanese
dominating
people.
Their Olympic teams. It would be very, very funny to see my 6'5" white God. Uncle on the Japanese basketball
He's on,
team.
Like, the badminton team.
Yeah.
They're like, we need a tall guy. And he's like, well, I'm 6'6". And they're like, you're in, chief. You ever swung a badminton racket? And he's like, I can.
It'd be very funny.
Nothing
the relay?
Him.
That would be.
The relay? Yeah.
But yeah,
he's an Olympic sprinter.
The reason I bring that up is because in the back of my car, as a keepsake, I got to get it out of there, but I just have it. I've had it in there, and it kind of just, like, it has a good spot in my
sure,
car.
Sure, yeah.
I have a, like, very authentic Vietnamese hat, I believe, used for rice farming. One of those long
sun hats.
Oh, that's
neat. Yeah, those are cool.
That would be cool to be able to pull off, but the only way you can pull that off is by being Asian because it's culture appropriation.
Right,
the other way.
It would be a rough look on you.
Yeah. I enjoy having it as a keepsake.
You ever put it on?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Cuffing boys.
Yeah.
You're going to jail.
I never took a picture with it.
Okay, no, that's fair. You didn't Trudeau yourself.
Yeah, no, I didn't break out any, like, charcoal or, like, tape or anything.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't do anything, no.
Actually, you know what's really funny?
What's really funny?
Asian people are so, like, I think, well, at least Japanese people, as from what I've heard.
Let's speak on things we don't know all about.
No, from what I've read on the internet, from Japanese people that I've read about, apparently, it's, like, super cool of them when people
think their culture's cool. This might, again, these are just two white guys talking about
different cultures. We're just speaking.
So it's going to sound dumb.
None of this is facts.
It's like,
we don't know.
Like, at many Mexican restaurants that I've been to on birthdays, they put a sombrero on you.
Right.
I would believe it's very similar.
Yeah, but I think that one plays. If they put it on you, that's like.
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's you think it's the same way? You think, like, a person has to put their cultures.
No, I'm just saying, like,
You think that
Obviously,
helps?
Obviously, Spanish people don't mind if white people
right.
wear sombreros,
Fair.
Is what I'm
yes.
saying.
Yes, okay, I hear you now. Oh, yeah, right.
They come up and give it to you.
Right, I don't even know what...
And put a fried pie in your face.
Like, what sucks is, like, I don't even know what we would have to compare to
ball
that.
Ball caps.
Just a ball cap?
Yeah. A cowboy hat, maybe. But cowboys were majority minority.
Yeah,
people
I was about to say,
about
yeah,
that.
Like that. Yeah, there was a lot of African-American and...
Just whitewashed history again.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, because... That was actually, like, not a romanticized job.
They didn't
job
look like Woody
no.
from Toy Story.
That job actually sucked. You
that
were
was
just
a rough one,
going
yeah.
going through the wind, so they made marginalized groups do
you
that.
You slept under the stars.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, love
it's
it.
It's crazy, like, how we just, like, white people just, we're real good at just, like, painting whatever picture we want.
Right.
That's fascinating.
I don't paint any pictures, I'll
but
be
no,
honest
I
with
just
you.
Mean in terms of that. Like, I didn't know that until I watched an interesting TV show.
Right. I had to go to college to learn that
really?
One. Yeah.
I didn't go to college.
They didn't teach us that in high
TV
school.
Shows.
They... Right. Well, I mean, I might as well if not went to college.
I learned
you know?
One thing, and I was like, oh, no, I can just do this for this. Watch TV.
I got
good.
It.
Watch
you,
the Sopranos to get all my Italian history.
You know all about Italian history now. They spoke about Christopher Columbus for that one episode.
It was a powerful message.
Historical.
That was the only time I saw myself disagreeing with the Sopranos.
You were like, nah, I don't know,
Actually,
guys.
Actually, I take it back. It was an outdated show, but also a very brilliant way to portray an anti-hero, but they made him say a lot and do a lot of terrible things, which is the Mafia.
I mean, yeah, they couldn't. He couldn't be a good guy.
I was watching
Will.
That show and watching him murder people.
Yeah.
But then, like, he like was mean to a black guy, and I was like, "Oh man, that's messed
that's
up."
That's wrong, which, Tony.
Like, that's also very, very funny. That's just funny how people's brains work.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's the same
way. We're
gonna
cut that. We just did 10 minutes on race, and I don't think we can use any of it.
Can we not? I think that was a very.
Was that an educated conversation?
I think that was a very responsible way to approach.
Respectful.
Responsible, and respectful way to approach race.
We're taking a respectful.
As to completely ignorant, dumb white dudes.
Yeah.
We're trying, you know?
We're going to take a respectful approach to this break. Don't go anywhere. OT! Overtime, live from the White Claw Hard at Seltzer Studios. Two segments of nonsense. Let's get to the real stuff, Tucker. Get to the stuff the people want. The people need, the people deserve.
The real meat.
Tennessee baseball last night put on a show. Holy hell, baby. I don't think I've ever seen something quite like this. I didn't even get a chance to watch the game again. Still figuring out. I think I got cable, so I'm going to be able to watch games soon, which I'm very excited about. But I never got a chance to catch this one. Just keeping up on Twitter, which was very easy because you just clicked refresh and it was another home run. Vols win 27-2 with 25 hits. And I fell asleep when we had, I believe, 6 home runs. I have no idea how many we scored because ESPN does a terrible job of providing stats for you. But, yeah, I went to bed when it was 17-0 and just assumed that had to be it. Vols put on 10 more after I go to bed.
It was
an insane game.
I mean, the bats were like... it was like Mario, Super Mario Baseball. Whenever you like get in the zone or whatever power up they had, where if you just make contact with the ball, it's gone. I mean, they were superhuman.
Luke Lipsius, that's not how you pronounce his name, but
you got it close enough.
He has now homered. I think it was four straight games.
He's on a run, yeah. I mean, that guy's absolutely seeing it at the plate right now.
He's tied for the record for Tennessee.
The team as a whole broke the record last night.
Yeah, I think we tied or we're one away for about 6.
Yeah, we're very close. I guess you're right. But
no, I meant in terms of in a game as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
I fell asleep, so I don't know what we ended up. Luke Lipsius has homered in 4 straight games, becoming the first Vol player to do it since Cody Hahn in 2010. So not a record yet, but still a very impressive
Pretty
stat.
Good.
Last night.
Ortega last night was absolutely inhuman. Inhuman. 8 RBIs. He had 2 homers and 2 doubles, I'm pretty sure. The guy's a stud. An absolute killer.
And then, I kind of felt bad, but also, like, we were talking about this when we were beating, what was it, Belmont. On senior night last time we were here.
Yeah,
I was like, man, like, I kind of feel bad. This is an SEC opponent. This is the reigning national champion,
Embarrassed
Tucker.
Them.
The reigning national, they won it all last year.
Embarrassed them. I'm just kind of upset. I saw this posted. I don't want to steal it, but.
No, steal it. Don't give it credit.
You think so?
Steal it.
I can't.
Tucker, what was your original thought?
Man, I can't believe we missed that extra point.
That's a good one, Tucker.
That's a funny joke someone else had.
I think this was like the...
I'm just mad.
This was the first quarter score. No. Never mind. Never mind. Scratch the joke. It is crazy. This is a football score.
Yeah. I mean, we're...
I remember Grip last night posted like 2 newspaper clippings when we were up 14-0, and we had beat Mississippi State like 14-0. 27-2. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
only.
You know, we've been talking.
One strikeout.
That's crazy.
25 hits.
It's a lot,
and not to mention like it. The offensive performance by far the most insane thing. I think Dolander went 5 hitless innings.
6.
6 hitless innings.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair. He's 8-0 on the season.
There's only 2 hits on the whole day.
That's so
Each reliever
mean.
Gave up 1.
I'm sorry if I'm shaking my ice right into the
No, you're
mic.
Good, man. But we were talking, you know, and we have been talking about, you know, hey, we're being called the best team of all time, but we need to temper expectations. Baseball is a fickle beast. You know, these games are close. Anything can happen. And then they go out and do what they've done against Belmont and Mississippi State back-to-back, and you're like, wait a minute.
It's also so dumb because, yeah, we were just talking about that, but there was also people who were like, man, we've peaked. It's over. Yeah,
Matthew's last phone call.
Chalk it up.
Was literally.
Chalk it up. It's
about
over.
These little Negaval naysayers. I think they're out of rhythm. I think we peaked too early. They've lost momentum.
I think I called them this then, and I'll call them it again. You fools.
You're fools.
Idiots. Everywhere I look, I see idiots, and I'm not surrounded by mirrors anymore. I'm the smart one. This team is insane.
Good.
I'm not going to be able to break it down X's and O's, and there's not really anything you can do break down a 27-2 ball game X's and O's.
No.
You can just say, holy cow, let's
we're better.
Do it again.
Yeah, we're better than them, huh?
27-2.
That's not a fluke.
That has to be, like, top.
All
I
time.
Guess probably teams have probably, like, beat people pretty bad, but that has
Maybe.
To be up there. In
it's
terms
up there.
Of
a conference
SEC
game?
SEC opponents.
Of a conference
Former
game?
Former national champion. The reigning.
Yeah.
They got their rings.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. If you're on the phone lines, don't go anywhere. We'll get to you.
Stay there.
Please.